Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. As at the end of the last segment, I said this third segment, I want to go over a little bit of the sporting world, people that we have followed in this program, and then go into a discussion of my father within the business world and the personal values and the legacy that he has left. In the sporting world, there will be this week the third match between Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano in Madison Madison Square Garden, and let's see, she lost the first two. They were controversial decisions. I saw the first one and I thought she had won. I didn't see the second, but again, it was controversial. And one of the things that she got butted and had a bad cut in her eye. So one of the things, I think there's two things that hopefully she's going to do differently. One of them is she was lost in terms of the weight. She was at a disadvantage because Katie Taylor went down to her 140. It's a 140 weight class, and she'd go down to 140, and then in the 8 days, 7 days, she'd go, you know, whipping up to 155. Amanda was struggling to get to the 140. And maybe, you know, was a little bit below that weight class. So this time she's trying to work with the nutrition and all to sort of cut down the weight advantage, which is a strength advantage. And the second thing is hopefully boxing a little bit further away and trying to avoid the clinches and the headbutts, which have been pretty bad for her. So let's see if she's successful. It's going to probably be the last one among the three of them, and one of probably her last big fight in this one class that she hasn't been able to win. So let's see. Jasmine Camacho Quinn, that we have followed, has had real problems with an injury, and still hasn't been able to really race. The big world championships in Tokyo in September. Hopefully, she's still hopeful that we'll be in shape for that. But it's been a tough year for Jasmine in terms of the situation with that injury. And then Adriana Diaz, our table tennis, is plugging away. On the 13th of July, a new tournament in Las Vegas will be taking place. She's had a tough role last few times. She's now 20th in the world, which is, you know, really excellent. But she's gone down in the ranking, and so let's see if in Las Vegas come through. One of the things I've been pointing out a number of times is the younger generation seems to be really doing well. And there's a softball, sub 15 softball, women's softball game team that got silver, second in a tournament in Italy, lost to Japan. Incredible. There were two batters there, one batting 444, which is almost like, you know, 50%, almost 50%. Another one 417, I believe. And then two of them, it wasn't those two, were not named to the all world team. Which, so incredible accomplishments by this. And this has happened in the table tennis, the young ones, and it's happening, for example, a surfer, a young surfer, got the gold medal in Guatemala for the Pan American Surfs. And then in beach ball, Gonzalez and Navas in Honduras won the gold medal. And as you'll notice, all women, and which I've been, you know, indicating is a phenomena that I think, and of course, beyond sports, there was these students from Macagua School, Antonio Paoli, and it's called the Orquesta Sinfónica Antonio Paoli in Caguas School. They competed in Vienna and came in second. That orchestra, classical music and all, you know. So youth is really doing well, and women are really doing well, and things are going well in the sporting world. Although a couple of them, like Jess Bing, has some challenges. So let's see what happens. But I'm definitely gonna be. It's on Netflix. The Serrano Taylor fight, and so it's free for those who are you know. And it's at 8 p.m. on Friday. Let's see. Fingers crossed for Amanda, who has adopted, you know, Puerto Rico, living here, and sure pulling for her. Okay, so let's go to my father with respect to the business world, and he, you know, he basically, as he indicated, you know, started out in the family businesses, and little by little went more toward his brothers, and the basic business that we started, the family, was Caparra Dairy, and there was an ice cream plant called Caparra Milk Products, and we made milkshake mix and ice cream, and with the ice cream and the milk, we have also dairy farms. And all, and that was where he basically, you know, went to and spent, you know, most of his life until we sold it in the late 80s. The milk business, as we've been reading, is tough business, very regulated, and it's kind of like the Ukraine battle. The government always kind of gives you the raise when you're drowning, you know, and then kind of gives you the raise so that you know, your nose is above the water. And you know, we've read the articles that came out with respect to Suiza Dairy complaining about the whole situation. It's supposed to be reviewed pricing every 4 years. It's been 10 years, and right now the looks at least preliminary that they're going to give the increases to the farmers, probably some like 8 cents, but to the pasteurizing and botelladoras, they're going to reduce it by 1%. So in the botelladoras, that's the minimum. Okay, they can go and sell above that, but being the minimum, it puts a little bit of a crink on the business. And there's an article in Suiza Dairy back in 29th of June that they, you know, we really don't know. There's silence as to what they're going to be doing with the rest of the assets that they still have. And there's an article on the 5th of July, and then alerta por la leche, la industria va a desaparecer. Alert with respect to milk, the industry. It's going to disappear, and you know, it has been, it was, and continues to be a tough business, but an important one, and I hope we can have it survive and continue to have healthy, but the government has to help, and we have to support the local milk industry in Puerto Rico is an important. So that was where, you know, my father and Tio Fang worked together and dealing with that. In terms of, there were a lot of other businesses. I talked about Ochoa Fertilizer, and there was the Antilles Insurance has been my sponsor over many, many months. And then San Patricio Plaza, and the whole San Patricio Village, complex that has been developed. There was a distribution company for General Motors called Caribe Motors. And we had a Mitsubishi, my brother, and a company called GP Industries that was originally called Gas Products. And today it's called Union Leasing in terms of distributing gas, industrial gases. And all a company called Lighting Inc. with Westinghouse producing fluorescent and lighting. And my father was involved with Banco Crédito y Ahorro Ponceño and with the India Beer and all. And what I wanted to bear down is what was the critical legacy that and in the personal values that were developed within the businesses. Back, when he was studying in RPI and all, he emphasized the importance of maintaining family unity, and that was more important than the material things. And that was the philosophy that permeated, all the businesses that he was involved with. Make sure that things were done with emphatically, formally, with trying to reduce tension and conflict, and listening to everyone, and making decisions on hopefully convincing everybody, and if not, having very 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 few times having a vote, and the majority prevails, and the minority goes and agrees with it. We've had 3 or 4 votes in all of this time, going back to the 80s, and I've been on the winning side a couple of times and on the losing side once, and luckily the majority has been right. And all, so that was an important thing. The other thing, I think, besides the importance of the unity and trying to keep people together, he making things formal. I mean, minutes and agendas and committees and evaluations for deciding salaries and putting together strategic plan, so looking for the forward, the way we developed the businesses, and he was it's as if it were a public business, with public shares, with quite done things with an audit committee and a legal committee, and trying to do family business in a very formal way. The importance always of contributing to the community, getting being very very civically minded, and also being very careful with the environment. Our present CEO, Tito Gonzalez, his resume, you could see was he was very environmentally conscious, and for me that was one of the things that impressed me and has proven. We're very solar panels, 3,400 solar panels in San Patricio Plaza, and everything to reduce energy. And to whether it's chargers for cars, we're initially LED lights, etc. The in terms of family unity, and I want to end up with this thing. There was one family member who was tough to deal with. My father always had a statement: "Siempre hay un gracioso." There's always a difficult one, and he dealt with him very carefully because it was important for the family unity. Because he was married to his favorite sister, and that it was good for business to make sure we didn't have dissension. And he worked so hard to keep this person happy and to listen to him and to take him into account, etc. And towards the when there was a letter that let me see if I can find it that he wrote to me, and you know, 2 years after my father passed away, this particular chapter on the business is about 15 pages. It's the longest one, I think, of all the chapters. But this is what he says. 7th of April, 1988, 2 years after my father died. Many times I've had told Maria, his wife and my father's sister, that Jorge was the closest person to a saint that I have known. At any rate, all our lives will continue to be better, even while actually aware of his absence, because he touched upon them, and that is what living an exemplary life is all about. Warmest regards to all, signed, Bill Aragon. So that, you know, is all I can say is amen. That, you know, by the person that was the most difficult, that he's worked the hardest to keep happy, to keep united, those are the words that I think, you know, you would love to have somebody write about, especially somebody who was a little bit antagonistic within the whole family structure. So with that, I end this program, Reflections, Jorge Gonzalez. May you have a lot of peace. Take care. Be good. Okay, see you next week.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.